For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on. Let's talk
about Tex.
G'day, Tex. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dits, Loz and Roo.
G'day, Texan. All good?
All good, yeah.
Good. Got through the pre-season?
Yeah, another pre-season, got through it, so all ready to go. And big week on the track, have the weekend off and get ready to go up to the Gold Coast for round one.
Knock them off up on their home deck. That'll be a good start.
We got round zero. Is it round zero or round night?
No, round zero.
Zero.
Yeah. We're not in that,
are we? What's behind round zero? What?
To grow the game in the eastern states and get more eyeballs up there. They're going to have four sold-out games, I think, up there with four big Melbourne clubs heading to
the... Why wouldn't it be called round one?
Because it's not.
I think
it doesn't
they want
count
to emphasise
anything,
the fact that it's sort of a bit different.
Okay.
And some people said last night that they, if they caught it round one, would actually have a round 25 later on in the year, and people would start realising how many rounds we've got, because it used to be 22 rounds, and they had one for gather round,
because
and they had
of the
one for a buy,
oh, okay,
and then we've extras, got round zero. So
you reckon Carlton and Richmond would give up round one?
No. Thursday night opener.
No,
that's right.
Melbourne team's giving something up.
All right. Everyone wants to know, Riley Thilthorpe, what have you heard, Tex?
Well, I heard that he hurt his knee on the weekend, but... So hopefully he'll go in tomorrow and they'll have a little look in there, because they're not sure of the full extent of it. So they've got to go in and have a little look before they decide what they do.
Meniscus.
Yes.
It's come a long, long way, that sort of thing. You can trim those quickly and players can be back within a couple of weeks, but it might take longer.
But when they're young, you don't want to trim, because then you have what you had for the rest of your career. So they'll stitch him if they can to try.
What do you mean? Great success.
Well,
timed. So your meniscus pretty much sits right in between your knee bone. So that's your
shock
lubricant,
if you
say so. So it's not bone on bone.
Yeah.
So he's
great
got
word,
a lot of his career ahead of him. So they'll make that. I reckon they'll have like two or three little plans before they go in, and then it'll be up to the surgeon.
How's Chris Burgess looked over the summer? Because he's probably the player that would come in, because he can play in the ruck and play up forward. How's he been on the track?
Yeah, he's been awesome. It's probably him and Lockie Gollant that will be fighting for that position. So they've both had good pre-seasons, and Burgess come over from Gold Coast and fitted in seamlessly. So another little headache for Nixie.
Yeah, but if Lockie Gollant came in, who's going to be the second ruck? You.
Well, he did a little bit.
Oh, Lockie.
In the last round and did pretty well.
How tall is he?
Oh, that'd
6'3"?
Be, yeah, a little bit shorter
than me. There's a bit of a change going to happen, I think, with the rucks. The second ruck might be, in some teams, just someone who can just go in and compete for 10 minutes. You know, a couple of years ago, they had Sean Grigg and players like that. Even Powell Pepper was doing it, or Ollie Wines, instead of playing a second ruckman to try and get more run in your side. There might be a few sides that do that maybe this year.
Yeah, or Birdo after the weekend. He probably won't need much help. He was pretty
Riley
good.
O'Brien, he did play well. Birdo. Jars will be happy with that.
All right, I want to ask you a general question here. And this, I know this comes up a lot. It's not a new question, but the bump. What do you now think about the bump and the hip and shoulder? Surely, I reckon we are just weeks away from this being eradicated from the game.
Yeah. Well, personally, I try and refuse to bump now.
Yep.
Like, just completely take it out of my game.
Mm.
Because if you choose to bump, you run all decisions are taken out of your hand, whether you get them higher.
Correct.
How hard I hit them, I've got.
So you've just got to tackle.
But then also, you've got to be careful on how you tackle too.
You should definitely tackle if they've got the ball, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the two bumps this year, Powell Peppers and Webster's, have both been banned for nearly 10 years, what they did.
Really?
Absolutely. So, you haven't been able to bump and hit someone in the head for a very long time. And unfortunately, we've had two bad ones in 2 weeks.
And it's probably highlighted a little bit more now that Brayshaw just retired from the bump.
Do you miss it? Saying you've removed it, do you miss doing it? Does it change? You've compensated in other ways?
Oh, you just got to be really careful on how you do it. Like, I got fined the other year because a player handballed it a little bit to his teammate and tried to get it back. So I, like, tried to bump him, but it was an incorrect technique, and it slipped, and I got him, like, just on the bottom of his chin. So I got fined for that.
Mm.
So you just got to be real careful. You can't bump like the olden days when, you know, Kemp tried eating Roo's shoulder.
That's right.
So you can't do that
play
anymore.
Play on.
Yeah, that's right.
That was play on, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. I always played within the rules.
What do you reckon you'd get now if you
well,
did that?
Well, it'd be very similar to what Webster would get, I'd think.
Wow.
Texas with us. You were down at Richmond Oval on the weekend. Tell us about your hat. What happened?
Well, as you know, Ditch, you got to be pretty sun smart.
Definitely.
And I went out to have a little inspection of the pitch and still had my hat on. And one of Triple M's very own, who is one of Port Adelaide's very own as well, just retired, Tommy Jonas.
Yeah.
Tommy Jonas.
Looked very slick too, by the way, Tommy. Come up to me with a quite red forehead.
What was he doing down there? He was doing some boundary
for Triple M. Part of the commentary team for Triple M this year.
And made mention that he wished he brought a hat to the game because it was quite hot.
Don't tell me.
And we offered up a crow's
hat. He's a crow's supporter growing up. He's released the shackles.
Don't make up stories.
Yeah.
He would not have done that.
He's back.
Whoa.
His old man waited for this moment.
Port Adelaide skipper, one of our most courageous, toughest leaders.
Couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, get out.
The thing I take out of that, Ditch, if you ever do boundary and you need a hat, just give us a yell.
Will not be happening. Exactly.
I'm happy to
Will
put it,
not be happening.
You didn't hear about this. Ditch told a story yesterday how he helped all the Crows AFLW girls.
What?
They did a flat tire on the weekend. He pulled over.
Who? What girls?
Hey, he thought... He pulled over. He thought they were some hot-looking young ladies.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, he did. Jeez. And then he found out they're AFLW girls and helped them out. Got his hands dirty.
Good Samaritan.
If they were blokes, he wouldn't have pulled over.
Craziest thing about that is that you know how to change a tyre,
Dixon. I don't reckon you would.
He just pulled his jack out of the car. Hey, just quickly before you go, we need to ask a couple. Mark Keane, is he going all right? Will he play next week? Is his concussion?
I've actually got that bullfed coming around for dinner tonight.
Yeah, look after him. We need him. Jake Saligo, out of the game on the weekend. Saligo and Berry were the standout young performers, weren't they?
They were very good, both the boys. That'll be a very good chance to play next week.
Just give it top three topics of conversation tonight at the dinner table. You and Keane.
I might need a translator.
Yeah, right.
That's probably for him.
Yeah.
Actually, we had a little function on Sunday, and my boys told Keeney's partner, she said, "You need to learn how to speak properly.
Oh, no.
He's got a really strong Irish accent.
The Irish
are still fair game for some reason.
Yeah, they are.
Because we're big on... telling Hugo and Lou, you've got to use your words.
Speak properly. Yeah.
So they're just returning what they hear.
Okay.
So.
Now, have you got a dad joke to leave us
Did
with?
You hear about the microphone checker that got really drunk?
No.
He had one too many.
Oh, no.
Someone
delivering.
Oh, no. That's Hamish.
Right.
Well done, Texan. Thank you very much.
It's a loss, Triple M.